What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sumner County Commission rejects battery storage plant. We have the story.
A new parking garage will be coming soon to Wichita's Wesley Medical Center. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Plans for a battery storage plant west of Oxford in South Central Kansas are stopped, at least for now, following a unanimous vote from three Sumner County commissioners. Yesterday, the County Commission overturned a recommendation from the Sumner County Planning and Zoning Board in denying the issuance of a conditional use permit for NextEra Energy to build its battery storage facility. County residents at the commission meeting reportedly gave commissioners a standing ovation following the vote to reject the battery storage plant plans. Sumner County's attorney advised that regardless of the commission decision, there is a possibility of appeal.
Searchers in Texas have located a body. It could be that of a teenager who's been missing for about a week.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar said the body has not yet been positively identified by a coroner, but clothing on it matched what 19-year-old Camila Olmos was last seen wearing. No cause or manner of death has been given. Sheriff Salazar said an additional find is adding to concerns about why Olmos disappeared.
We found a firearm very near the body. And in this particular case, we were actually looking for a firearm as well that had come up missing.
Sheriff Salazar said their investigation did reveal suicidal tendencies from Olmos. He said it may be at least a day before there is a confirmed identity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 43-year-old man is charged with attempted murder and other crimes after he allegedly hit a woman with a hammer on Christmas Eve. According to Sedgwick County court records, Jason Eastburn is charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated burglary, aggravated child endangerment, criminal threat, and criminal damage to property. Officers responded last Wednesday morning to the 7200 block of East 24th Street North. A police report lists three victims. Eastburn is jailed on $2 million bond.
Demolition of Wichita's Wesley Medical Center parking garage, set to begin next week.
On Tuesday, the hospital will begin a two-year construction project to replace their aging public parking garage with a new, larger structure, beginning with the demolition of the existing structure at Hillside and Murdoch. New parking requirements for patients, visitors, and colleagues will go into effect on January 5th. The new $65 million parking garage will offer a total of 1,359 parking spaces, an increase of 466 spaces from the current garage. Patients and visitors to Wesley Medical Center will also find parking information and instructions on their website, wesleymc.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News this has been a really busy year for the county. Says there are several good success stories, but he says the biggest accomplishment in his mind is the county workforce.
We've stabilized the workforce at Sedgwick County. You know, we had, from 2020 on, there was significant staffing challenges. Lost a third of our paramedics with EMS, was only at 64% staffing at 911. All of that has changed. We're over 93% staffing at the county now, and because of that stability, all the outputs that we measure, response times, call times, overtime, things of that sort, all of that has changed for the better.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ten in the Morning show here on KNSS.
Wichita Thunder back on ice this evening. Yesterday, the ECHL and the Professional Hockey Players Association ratified a new collective bargaining agreement, allowing for the regular season to start back up. Wichita Thunder's next game is tonight on New Year's Eve downtown, as scheduled. The new agreement will increase player compensation and improve health and safety for the players.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we're just a few minutes away from our last live check-in with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs for the season. We got Mitch live in just a few minutes.
Expanded Obamacare subsidies are set to expire today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock, 32 degrees and even freezing. In California, three hikers were found dead on Mount Baldy, including a teen who fell about 500 feet. Public Information Officer Jenny Smith spoke to reporters.
An air medic was able to lower himself down to those three individuals, and he did declare them deceased.
County rescue teams were unable to reach the bodies of the deceased sooner because of high wind. 14 people have died on the mountain since 2020.
Expanded Obamacare subsidies set to expire today.
Affordable Care Act health care plans go up, in some cases more than 100%, as expanded subsidies expire today. Many saw the increased costs factored into their plans when open enrollment began in November. A demand by Democrats to extend the subsidies drove the recent government shutdown. Before breaking for the holidays, the House passed a bill meant to address health care costs, but it did not extend the subsidies. The Senate's not expected to pick that up. Four House Republicans broke with Democrats, signing a discharge petition that would extend the subsidies. That is expected to be brought for a vote when the House returns, and some legislation meant to address health care costs could pass before open enrollment officially ends January 15th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
California has now delayed revoking 1,700 commercial driver's licenses issued to illegals. This after immigration activist groups sued over the issue.
The state delaying the revocations to allow more time for truckers and bus drivers who legally qualify to take steps to keep theirs. The Federal Transportation Department started cracking down on commercial licenses held by illegal immigrants after a truck driver not authorized to be in the country killed three people in a crash in Florida. California is reforming its licensing to meet federal guidelines. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The Washington Monument will be transformed into a giant birthday candle tonight to begin celebrating the country's 250th anniversary.
Freedom 250, the organization launched by President Trump to lead a year-long celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary, is turning the Washington Monument into a 250-foot birthday candle. Tonight, the monument will be illuminated, marking the arrival of the national celebration. Organizers will illuminate the monument every evening through January 5th with different visuals, they say, that tell the story of America. The nightly lightings are free and open to the public. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now, we have the traffic volume still fairly thin this morning. They really never got all that heavy out there today. We do have stalled out vehicles, so watch for a slowdown. This is westbound Kellogg, and it's right at the exit to Greenwich Road. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Aylin Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the final day of the year on the cool side. Temperatures in those 20s this morning, but later today a high of 56 with those sunny skies. Winds from the southwest at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. If you have plans to be out and about tonight, temperatures will be steadily falling by midnight in the 30s and then eventually in those upper 20s by your Thursday morning. Have a weak cold front pushing in tonight. Could bring in some more clouds and some patchy fog heading into your New Year's Day morning, and then looking at some more clouds throughout the day. High of 50 for your Thursday. Even more clouds expected Friday with a high of 49 degrees. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Aylin Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, west wind at 10 miles per hour. 32 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted? Do we have a special guest now?
A special guest at a special time as we hit the final game of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs out in Las Vegas against the Raiders on Sunday afternoon. But a very special edition of our pregame previews with Mitch Holtis as he joins us here on a Wednesday on the final day of the year and your final hour on the air as we say, good morning, Mitch.
Oh, good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore, but good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Stephen. Can I say it 55 times? I would if I could, but congratulations, Steve. Wouldn't want to miss this morning for anything, and what a phenomenal career.
Well, thank
you. Who thought it all started in Kingman County?
Hey, listen, I have my wife is in the studio, my daughter, two of my grandchildren and one of their boyfriends, and they are so impressed that I know somebody who knows Patrick Mahomes.
Well, do you like this boyfriend? Is he been accepted?
He's kind of a knucklehead, really.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you know.
He's sitting right there, so I have to say something nice to him. So he's a knucklehead. Go ahead.
You know what? There's no better compliment. You've made it if Steve McIntosh calls you a knucklehead. But man, what a moment, what a career. And Ted, you can attest to this. When you look at the versatility of Steve, when going back and look at all of his career, I mean, this guy was a rock jock. He was like the Wolfman Jack of Wichita, and then he becomes news guy. So he can do it all. But super proud of you, Steve, and you're a Hall of Famer, buddy.
Oh, it's been a pleasure working with you, Mitch, because, I've seen what you do, and I know how you do it, and we are preparing guys. We prepare for everything.
Yeah, we do, and then we get surprised every now and then, even if we prepare for everything. But you have done such a great job in the city of Wichita and really the state of Kansas that it's such an example to those who are coming up, and the way you've done it with being thorough and as you mentioned, prepared, but just witty and fun and entertaining. You've made people's mornings for years. So just awesome. I just wish we had a better Chiefs season to celebrate your 55th year and final year in broadcasting.
Mitch, isn't radio fun? I mean, who inspired you in radio to get into radio?
Well, I grew up in Smith County, so I was up in the, where there's no rain or anything else on the Nebraska border. It wasn't like you in Kingman County where you came from money, made money, and married money. You hit the triple crown. But a guy named Tad Feltz, you might remember Tad at KKN in Phillipsburg. And I was growing up on the farm and would listen to Tad all the time. And then I had, I would listen to games. I love sports. I'd play sports and guys like Jack Buck. I would ride my bike to the top of the hill. We had some sketchy, sketchy radio coverage, but I could get KMOX.
KMOX, yeah.
On a good night. And I would listen to that. And so those guys, and then growing up with K-State in the background, guys like Dev Nelson. You remember Dev Nelson?
Sure.
Paul. It's a Rip Torton Root Scootin' Double Barrel Deep Dish Daily. So those guys all influenced my childhood. But then somehow Tad Feltz at KKN in Phillipsburg. Who was yours? Someone from Rago or Spivey?
No. How about Rick Weaver on your receiver? Oh. Rick Weaver on your receipt.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Beaver.
Huh? Yeah.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's really
wound up
good.
In Miami. So, there you
what do you do in Miami? Yeah.
Oh, what would you do? The Dolphins?
He did Dolphins games back in the 70s.
Yeah, for years.
Steep there. Yeah. Anyway, you're talking about the fact that, you know, my family and the wealth we come from, we did my dad grew up in a gated community. It was called Lansing.
Yeah. I don't live very far from that gated community. You can't get in there. Yeah, the security in that place.
No kidding.
It's pretty crazy.
Are we going to talk about the Chiefs today?
We can talk about the Chiefs a little bit.
Okay, sure.
I know, like you said, Mitch, not the season anyone wanted.
And
some things have happened here at the end that have really mitigated a lot of those circumstances. But you close this chapter and everything will reset and we'll be ready to go in August, hopefully.
Yeah, stretch the rubber band way too far. And when it snapped, man, it snapped. The belt broke and the car broke down. I mean, we lost three players in a span of six plays in that Charger game. That was weird. I know. But it's just been an accumulation of the years. But what a run this has been for 7 years, from 18 to 24, seven seasons, the Chiefs had 107 wins. That's the most in NFL history in any seven-year span. And so you're like, well, okay, that's pretty good. And then, yeah, we'll try to regroup try to get things figured out and tightened up. But I do want to say this morning, I think it's important to win this game, although there's people driving around listening to us wanting us to tank the game and get the best draft pick possible. The pick that is going to be determined by winning or losing this game is not going to be from pick one to pick 30. So it's just not that wide a range. And I think it's important. I mentioned the 107 wins, but if you take into account the Super Bowl loss last year in New Orleans to Philadelphia and this year's preseason games where we lost all three, we're 6-14 in our last 20 games. I think it's important to win a game to bounce us into the offseason and for a bunch of decisions to be made. Chris Oladokun, I think it's important to figure out what Chris is. He's looked promising. He's led to in seven quarters, he's had six scoring drives and scored against Denver against the best red zone defense in last Christmas game. So you got to figure that out. And third, if this is Travis Kelce's last game, not sure if it is or isn't, but if it is, wouldn't you want to win Travis Kelce's last game? Amen. After 13 years and 12,100 snaps? I know I do. So it's Raiders week anyway. Let's go beat the Raiders and bounce into 26.
Sounds like a plan, although we must ask you before we let you go.
How?
How does this big finale for the Chiefs somehow relate to...
How
does it relate to Wichita State? Shocker football. As part of our final of the season, Eddie Plapa, Kansas City Chiefs, Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame Class of 08 Retirement Apocalypse Update.
It is a retirement apocalypse. Although, don't get any rumors started about me. Okay, so we've got, it's your granddaughter with the knucklehead boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Do this in front of the one final time here, Theodore, for Steve.
Yep.
In front of your wife, in front of your kids, in front of your granddaughter and her knucklehead boyfriend. Steve, take the palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead, because this one, our Eddie Plapa, how does this tie into the Chiefs report, is so obvious. So obvious. It's Kurt Wiedenkeller.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Steve? Kurt Wiedenkeller. Yes, he played at Shawnee Mission South High School. Then he came in to play for the Shocks and had a really good game. In fact, one of their last big wins was upsetting K-State in 1985. And Kurt was a linebacker in that game and had five tackles and a big pass broken up. But why is Kurt Wiedenkeller, Ted, tied into this Plapa report?
Tell me why.
He was the last Shocker. He was the last Shocker to wear number 55.
Oh.
And so Kurt Wiedenkeller wearing number 55, we do that to honor 55 years of Steve McIntosh's incredible, brilliant career as a Kansas broadcaster. So, Steve, there's no words to tell you how much I appreciate you, admire you, and the phenomenal career you've had. I've loved these reports down through the years, but you are a example to us all of how to do it and to do it at a high level for a long time. Coach Reed always says, don't take for granted when you see something or somebody do something at a high level for a long time. And I don't want to do that with you. You're remarkable, incredible career, and God bless you, my brother.
I'd like to say something snappy and witty, but there's nothing to say except you flatter me. It's great to work with you. It's great.
Well,
thank you.
You're amazing. Yep. And hopefully we'll see you around the Air Capital.
You bet. So. Mitch, what is our credit union finale situation for the season?
Oh, how did you saved me now three times. And you know what? It's perfect. It's Skyward.
Skyward.
You did such a great job in the draft. Yes, Skyward. And Steve, that's your, you know, Wichita West, Skyward. Look at it, Skyward, onward, upward. Skyward Credit Union. They had the last, they were so smart in picking their, weeks, you know that. So Skyward Credit Union. Aggie Tuxhorn went to Wichita State. Should have gone to Texas A&M with the name of Aggie, but Aggie Tuxhorn's there. So check it out at Skyward Credit Union. You bailed me out again, Ted. Thank you. Thank you to all six of our credit unions, though, all year long. But especially thanks on this week to Skyward Credit Union.
Mitch, we're looking forward to your call on Sunday in the season finale. And for the final time, Steve and Ted say... Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen. As I bow and tip the cap, thank you, Kurt Wiedenkeller, for wearing number 55. You didn't even know what you were doing when you wore that number for Steve McIntosh. All right, fellas, appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Thank that you, is Mitch Holtis. We've been having him on since August with pre-camp reports. Hey, by the way, once again, don't forget sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with a sincere congratulations to Steve McIntosh on brewing up an amazing career. WBC toasts you for your commitment to our community. Wichita Brewing Company with a big cheers to you, Steve.
Steve and Ted in the morning coming up the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean talks about illegal drugs and their impact. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 8:32 here on this Wednesday morning, last day of December, last day of the year. And we have another special guest, Ted, Chris Keeter from Allstate.
Yeah.
Home Improvement with us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What induced you to get up this early? I know you don't usually get up till about noon, so what's going on?
Well, I know. I had to set my alarm just for you, Steve. You're that special. I wanted to call and congratulate you on an amazing 55-year career. You will be missed on the radio in Wichita and all that you've done in our community. So congratulations. No more alarms for you, Steve.
Okay. Would you give me permission to go up my ladder to check my gutters, or can I get your permission?
I will do that for you.
Okay.
You have earned it.
All right.
And also think about today is your last day, but Shelley she's going to start a new job starting tomorrow.
She is?
Taking care of you.
Oh, that's a piece of cake. I'm low maintenance.
That's not what I hear.
Maybe we should ask her opinion.
Oh, no, we won't do that. But, hey, Chris.
That's true.
Watch your driver there. Don't run into a wall or something, and it'd be good. And I hope to see you soon, Barter.
Yes, Steve. It's been a pleasure working with you over the years, and I really have enjoyed getting to know you. And so Happy New Year to you. And congratulations again. Enjoy your retirement.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Chris Keeter from Allstate's Home Improvement. It's 8:33 now, Steve and Ted. Ted?
And Wichita man has been charged in the death of his daughter. 19-year-old Zachariah Howard made his first appearance in Sedgwick County District Court. He was charged with first-degree murder and child abuse in the infant's death. Bond set at $250,000. His next court appearance will be in mid-January.
Two men tied to ransomware group each faced 20 years in federal prison for their part in the hacking attack on a major insurance company.
The U.S. Justice Department says two men have pleaded guilty in a Miami federal courtroom to partaking in hacking schemes involving ransomware used to shake down corporations. The bad software locks a company out of its own systems and demands payment to release it. But the two men had top careers at top U.S. cybersecurity firms, even though they were working for or with the notorious hacker group known as Black Cat, a primarily Russian group blamed for the 2024 takedown of Change Healthcare, which stole patient data and clogged up payment systems for providers. A $22 million ransom was paid. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News 2025 has been a really busy year. And he says there are plenty of challenges for the year ahead.
How do we look at some of the juvenile issues that we're having in the community, with the foster care and juvenile corrections? And as you see, every day it feels like we're seeing more juvenile crime in our community. And you know, how do we address this? And how do we make policy that's directed more towards connecting to healthy families? You know, how do we have functional relationships with our 20 cities in Sedgwick County?
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Hey, it's 8:50 with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, and the culmination of a 55-year career in radio for Steve McIntosh in the final few minutes here. And Steve, you're surrounded by a lot of great family members.
I am. We've got one right there at the microphone.
There's somebody right here that wants to speak.
This is my twin granddaughter. You know how do you want to punch the button there? I don't know which one it is because I can't tell them apart. They're twins, so it's either Mary or Jocelyn.
I thought you meant the buttons.
I'm Jocelyn.
All right, there you go. I knew that. What have you got to say?
I just wanted to say that it's going to be so weird not having you on the radio anymore. Because I remember, as long as I can remember, I've always listened to you going to school and stuff. And as good as a broadcaster you are, you're an even better papa.
Wow, that's the best words I've heard today. It's good to be a good
papa.
Good stuff.
Yeah. You know, Jocelyn, I listened to him when I was going to school.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. I would drive to high school, I would turn on him and listen on the mornings. Little did I know I would work with him many years later.
His dad before that. Well, thanks, Jocelyn. Who else we got? Anybody?
Does anybody else want to step up? Oh, I know.
Okay, let's get Stacy up here. She's grown up with radio. My daughter, Stacy. She's an accountant, so hide the money. Go ahead.
Well, this is going to be new. My whole life has been listening to you and growing up in radio stations. And I remember you bringing home sometimes when you played music, someone would bring you a new 45 or a new poster and you'd bring it home to me. I remember I was the first girl I knew who had Paula Abdul's new tape.
Hey,
you brought that home.
Yeah. Paula Abdul.
And I remember when you worked at the old haunted Eaton down at KFH downtown, and what a neat building that was. And I remember you putting me on the air when I was selling Girl Scout cookies.
All right.
I got to do a little live bit talking about Girl Scout cookies, and just very, very proud of you. And I don't know how we're going to keep you busy.
I will figure something. All right. Should we put the boss on?
I think it's time. Yeah.
But the boss,
St. Shelley.
St. Shelley's with us.
Mrs. McIntosh in studio live with us as well.
Yeah, she's been begging me to be on the air.
Yeah, well, here's her big chance.
Here's your chance. Go ahead.
Okay. You've been trained on the air to say something would take me an hour to say. Oh. You do it in 5 seconds. And you're going to be with me all the time, and we're not going there. You're going to let me talk. And you're not going to time me, and you're going to relax, because that's what retirement's all about.
Show's over in 10 minutes.
The other part is, here I go with Waterworks.
Just talk louder.
I'm
like
very
you told me
proud of you, and congratulations. And you, your career, I've shared with you, and I'm so proud I did.
Well, thank you, dear. And, of course, you're a peach. You know that.
Saint.
You help me. You help me.
And we'll see. We'll see if I keep my sainthood after about maybe a year. We've been married 55 years. Yeah.
This will be our first time on a police blotter as a team. So.
And, right. And we'll just have to see what happens this year.
All right.
But congratulations.
Thank you, dear. Appreciate it. You want to come over and give me a kiss? This is live on what are we doing here?
Get your lips over here.
Hey!
We're on the kiss cam.
This is my guy, everybody.
It's the kiss cam.
And I get him forever and ever. Right.
You guys just broke the internet. It's going huge.
Oh, yeah. Millions.
Or as you would say, viral.
Viral. Listen, before we leave, I'm going to tell you right now, this clock, this little tiny clock that I use every day, I'm going to give it to you when I leave here.
That's like old school clock, man. Yeah. How long have you had that?
Oh, I've got about three more on my desk. So okay. I don't know, 8 or 10 years maybe at least. Yeah, it's battery operated.
Gives away his possession. Yeah.
I know. I'm very honored. Got to keep me. Got to keep me on time.
Okay. Got about what? 1 minute and a half left.
Yeah, the
show?
final 90 seconds here of your on air career. Okay. It's been an amazing ride, hasn't it?
It has, and so many years ago. Oh, there he is, Dave Wilson's here. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know,
you're supposed to be on the air down the hall.
I don't tell anybody.
Huh? Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
Well, they won't miss you.
So I was here. Thank you very much. So I was here at the beginning. I'm here at the end with you.
Yep.
And what I can't believe after all these years, Steve, is you haven't improved.
Oh.
Why is that?
Well, when you start perfect.
There's nice. That.
When you're the gold standard, Dave.
Right.
I thought you'd learned something.
There's nowhere to go.
Dave, of course, a guy from Southern California who made it well here anyway.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your retirement, Mac. You know, you're going to enjoy it, and we're going to miss you.
Okay.
Well, there's nobody to give me a hard time in the mornings now.
Anytime you want to buy my lunch, just call.
Okay.
I'll be there. I'll be there in a flash. Well, you and Susan, you've been a couple of really good supporters, and it's been great to work with you.
Yeah. Great friends.
So. All right.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, sir. All right. What do we got? Not much time left.
How much left?
Oh, I don't know. 30 seconds.
Oh. Well, I'll let you give your final sign off.
I just like say, couldn't do any of this without the listeners out there. And thank you so much for supporting me and my buddies on the air over the years. It's been a treat. And maybe we'll come back if I'll retire next year. Glenn Beck program on the way. Top of the hour news. Sumner County Commission rejects battery storage plant. That's on the way. If you missed any of today's show, want to listen again, just check out the Odyssey app. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Thank you, everyone, and good day.
Happy New Year!
Every morning, there's a difficult decision to make. Which Spangles breakfast?
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.